the Lars, there she goes, and this is Chester Steel Radio. Now, the local NHS Trust, Cheshire and Wirral Partnership has launched a new mental health helpline for residents of Cheshire West, Chester East and the Wirral. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's open to people of all ages, including children and young people who need urgent mental health support. And to tell us more about it, I'm joined by the medical director. That's Dr. Anushka Sivananthan. Good morning, Doctor. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning. Great to speak to you. Now, has this helpline been set up particularly because of the coronavirus crisis, or was it in the pipeline anyway?
The crisis line was in the pipeline anyway. It's part of the new mental health long-term plan to be able to improve access to mental health services. However, given the coronavirus outbreak, we knew we'd have to accelerate this. So it was meant to come into force next year, but we've been able to bring it forward a year, and we're absolutely delighted.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of people worked very hard to bring it forward by a whole year in a very short space of time.
Absolutely. I think the important thing is that we'd worked on it already, so it was accelerating some parts of it particularly, but it's taken a great team effort to pull it together. But also we have learnt from other places that went earlier with these crisis lines, so we've been able to share good practice from elsewhere too, which has been really important.
And you've been busy from the outset, have you, in the number of calls you've been taking?
We have been busy. We have approximately 80 to 100 calls a day of people with a variety of requirements, and we're able to be able to support them either on the phone, be able to guide them to other sources of support, or go out and see them if required.
I mean, clearly this crisis is heightening the problems experienced by people who suffer with their mental health anyway. What sort of issues is the coronavirus issue bringing to the fore for people?
We know that this is a time of great anxiety and uncertainty for all of us. So those are the key things that are coming up, that people are getting worried, anxious, stressed. We know that other people with other forms of mental illness may relapse due to the stress of the current situation. But I think the important thing is that we all need to look at how we look after our own mental health, because there are things that we can do every day that help us with having good mental health.
I'm a big advocate of just going outside.
Yep. A little bit of physical exercise is really, really good. Being outside in the light is very good. Having a routine is really important. And we know at this time that people are struggling to sleep, so it's important to have a good routine so you feel a bit tired, you switch off screens, and that you're able to relax and get a good night's sleep, because that will help mental health as well.
I've heard a lot of people say, as you've just said, they're struggling to sleep at the moment when they don't normally particularly. Also, I've heard a lot of people say that they're having strange and sometimes quite disturbing dreams that they don't normally have. Is that an indication that they need to be paying more attention to their mental health?
We use dreams to work out some of the anxieties that have gone on during the day and some of our worries, so that's quite common. However, that is an indication that we do need to look after our mental health and think about positive ways that we can support our mental health.
I mean, we're all worrying about things like, money, work, our jobs, how we're going to support our families, restrictions to movement. Can I even go to the shop and buy a scented candle, or am I going to get looked at by other people in a judgmental way? All of these things we're actually worrying about, and I suppose to varying degrees it's having an effect on all of our mental health states.
It is, absolutely. And I think that sometimes when you start worrying, things that were a little worry can sometimes be magnified, and that's the importance of keeping your mental health well. There's lots and lots of stuff, including from Public Health England, a campaign called Every Mind Matters, which can be found on the Public Health England website, because it's tips and techniques for us all to be able to keep our mental health and physical health and well-being good, so we can cope with whatever's coming ahead.
And are these the sort of tips that you can provide and the sort of guidance that you can give to people when they call this number? Because I'm thinking people will be in different stages. Some people will be a little bit more worried but feel like they're coping. Other people will feel absolutely on the edge.
Yes, absolutely. The line is open to, as I said, everybody, and we can range deal with a wide range of issues, from people worried about money, how they're going to cope, mild anxiety, to people with more severe and enduring mental health problems, because we have clinical staff who are available to be able to talk to people, and dependent on the help that they need, we're able to tailor our response.
And it's all local NHS staff who are manning the phone lines, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It's staff from Cheshire and Wirral. Currently, we've been able to get some of our admin staff who aren't doing routine work to help support that. So, yes, it's a real team effort, and it's been fantastic to see how the team have pulled together to pull this off in such a short time.
And might you be able to signpost people to have a face-to-face meeting where appropriate, perhaps in the future when the restrictions are lifted a little bit, with people where that is absolutely needed rather than just a phone call?
We absolutely do face-to-face. We do face-to-face appointments now for people who require them, because it's really important to remember that people who are really ill, and that's any form of illness, do access healthcare. Healthcare is still going on despite COVID, and if people need to be seen face to face, the NHS has the support to be able to see people face to face, and people with mental health needs who need to be seen face to face, CWP are able to do that.
And just sort of conversely, do you think that some people are finding the sort of slower pace of life that we're forced to currently engage with, do you think they're finding it helpful in some ways?
I think some people are. I think people are finding new avenues to new interests and hobbies, which is enriching their lives. So I think it does depend on where you are, and sometimes it's what resources you have available around you in terms of your environment, your money, your friends, your ability to connect with people. So for some people, this has been quite a positive thing.
For others, it really hasn't. And if it hasn't for you, then you can pick up the phone right now, because this is a 24/7 helpline, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It is there every day, day in, day out, 24 hours a day. Somebody will answer your call.
And have you got the number there for us?
I have got the number. The number is 0300 303 3972.
Right, great, thank you. I will put that on our Facebook page and on our Twitter feed as well. For anybody that needs to access it, then please call. And being 0300, I think that makes it a free call, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Absolutely.
From a landline, at least, anyway.
It does, and it is really important people reach out and get help when they need it.
Absolutely it is. So whether that's now, tomorrow or next week, if you feel you need the help at any point, call 0300 303 3972. That's the number for the new 24/7 mental health helpline for residents of this county and for the Wirral. And thank you very much, Dr. Stephen Anthon, for telling us all about it.
Thank you very much for your time, Gavin.